FNC's Carlson, Could It Be That Joe Biden Is Not Simply a Lone Elderly Democratic Politician? By Jeff Poor on September 1, 2022. Wednesday, FNC host Tucker Carlson speculated about President Joe Biden and his administration's willingness to sidestep traditional norms of U.S. government, including in dealing with former President Donald Trump. Carlson said while Biden's public presence left much to be desired, it was possible there was more going on behind the scenes. Transcript as follows. Carlson, imagine for a moment, something you've probably never done before. But imagine for just a second that you're Joe Biden. You have spent your entire life in politics. You've ascended to high office, but in fact, you have achieved very little. As political careers inevitably do, yours is ending in bitterness and failure. You sacrificed your entire life to personal ambition, but you have nothing to show for it. You have no close friends. Your family is in tatters. Of your two surviving children, one is a drug addict and the other, your only living daughter, has been arrested repeatedly and has also wound up in rehab. She blames her sexual compulsions on the fact you took showers with her as a child. You've never been charged for doing that, but everyone around you knows that you did. At this point, your wife thinks so little of you that she demanded you keep working, despite the fact she knew perfectly well that you had dementia. In retrospect, your life has amounted to a very sad story, and saddest of all, it's almost over. Weeks from now, you will turn 80. This is the point in the journey where a decent man turns inward. Old age is the pause that God gives us to reflect on what we've done and what we've left undone. And above all, to ponder where we might be going next. If you were Joe Biden, you would ponder that. How could you not? But Joe Biden is not doing that. In the final days of his 79th year, Joe Biden is not asking questions about the fate of his soul. He is making pronouncements about yours, the soul of the nation, as he puts it. That's the topic of his primetime speech tomorrow night. Don't expect to hear anything transcendent as he speaks. We haven't seen the transcript, but we can say with confidence that Biden will not say a word about the single greatest problem that our country faces, which is the utter lack of meaning in our national life. What exactly do we believe as Americans? What's the point of all of this? Fighting climate change? Yelling about diversity and equity and trans rights? It can't be the point. Those are fads. They're not ideals, and if they're all we have, we're in trouble. There is a yawning void at the center of American identity. No wonder everybody has gone crazy, but don't expect Biden to address any of that tomorrow night. Biden is, above all, a partisan, a team player, right or wrong. So, naturally, he will use this time to push for partisan advantage ahead of the coming midterm elections, and that alone is not surprising. That's what most politicians would do. But Biden is different in this way. In his age, Biden has lost all sense of proportion and restraint. His fine motor skills are gone. He no longer persuades, he bludgeons. What we're seeing now is either the beginning or the death knell of extreme MAGA philosophy, he announced in a speech last week. It's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy. It's like semi-fascism, fascists. That's what the other side is, says Joe Biden. An American president comparing tens of millions of his own people to the moral monsters we shot and bombed and later hung from the gallows in World War II. The children and grandchildren of Americans who died fighting the Nazis are now themselves Nazis, says Joe Biden, because they vote Republican. It's hard to believe that any U.S. president would say something like that, even in private, but Joe Biden just did, and then a few hours later at a high school gym, he said it again. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, President of the United States, and we're not going to let anyone or anything tear America apart. I'll close with this. We're at a serious moment in our nation's history. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America. End video clip. Carlson, they're destroying democracy, says the same politician who had the FBI raid the home of the man who is running against him in the next election. They're destroying democracy by voting for the wrong people. They're attempting self-government, and that's an attack on democracy. It was all so crazy and over the top, so extreme that you couldn't believe the White House press office would even try to defend it. Would have been better to announce that Biden must have had a stroke, apologize and then move on. Yet, the White House seemed completely unashamed of what he said. Biden's history-making publicist, the single dumbest person ever to hold that job, explained that her boss had spoken intentionally and with precision. He called it what it is, meaning Biden called Republicans what they are. They're Nazis, he said so. Next question. Having established his political opponents are fascists, Biden said about describing what they do, but you already knew what they do. Nazis murder people. It's who they are. So, it shouldn't surprise you that on January 6, Republicans killed several police officers, Biden said that yesterday. Watch this. Begin video clip. Biden, imagine, Joe, if you turn on the television in Washington, D.C., and saw a mob of 1,000 people storming down the hallways of the parliament, breaking down the doors, trying to overturn an outcome of the election and killing several police officers in the meantime. End video clip. Carlson, did you just hear that? On Insurrection Day last year, Donald Trump's Nazi QAnon army killed several police officers. Really? We didn't know that. How many police officers were killed, Joe Biden? Can you be more specific? Can you tell us their names? You can't, of course, and he didn't because there aren't any. Not one. The only person we can say for sure who was killed on January 6 was an unarmed female Trump voter called Ashley Babbitt, who posed no physical threat to anyone. She was shot to death by a reckless police officer. That killing was never investigated because she was a Nazi and you don't need an excuse to kill Nazis. With Nazis, the season never closes. There's no bag limit. Shoot all you want. That's the message. When you're Nazi, there is no limit to what they can do to you and feel morally justified as they do. Now, there was a time not so long ago when Democratic leaders told us that beat cops were Nazis. Remember that? They were the Nazis. Joe Biden's own vice president raised bail money collected through something called the Minnesota Freedom Fund in order to free people accused of committing violence against the police. One of the so-called protesters that Kamala Harris helped spring from jail was a felon called Sean Michael Tillman. He was out for 3 weeks before authorities say he shot a man to death at a train station. Now, shortly after Kamala Harris boosted the Minnesota Freedom Fund, Joe Biden rewarded her by choosing her as his vice presidential running mate. So, at the time, Biden was much less concerned with violence against law enforcement. His party was encouraging it. Cops were getting ambushed all over the country. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 2020, a man called Ronnie Cato threatened to execute police officers and then made good on his threat. He shot two cops. He killed one of them. In the Bronx that year, a man called Robert Williams approached two police officers in a marked police car. He pulled out a gun and for no stated reason, opened fire. 12 hours later, Williams arrived at the 41st Police Precinct and started to shoot at more cops. He only stopped when he ran out of ammunition. This is a trend and it continues to this day. Ambush-style attacks on the police increased in 2021 and they're up again this year. In fact, they're up 50% so far in 2022. How has Joe Biden responded to all of this? Did he alert the Justice Department to shut it down? No, he did the opposite. He invited leaders of BLM to the White House. That would be the same BLM that just a few years earlier publicly called for the murder of police officers in Minnesota. Begin video clip. BLM protesters chant, "Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon." End video clip. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Kill the police. That was fine with Joe Biden. So, his position on cop killing, we can say with certainty, has changed in recent years, but then so have his views on a lot of things, including national unity. So, here is a video that we have saved for more than a year and a half. It was recorded just after the election justice protest of January 6. At the time, Biden said he wanted to bring the country together. Do you remember this? Here it is. Begin video clip. Biden, today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. And so today, at this time, in this place, let's start afresh. End video clip. Carlson, stop the shouting. Lower the temperature. Unite our nation. That's exactly right. Whatever happened to that Joe Biden? We vote for that Joe Biden, probably. We'd certainly like him back, but we can't now. America has changed too much. Why? Because the Biden program didn't work. It turns out the country needed more than equity. We needed competence. We needed someone wise to run the Federal Reserve. We needed engineers who actually understand how energy grids work and don't just posture about them. We needed a Pentagon that could win wars and a State Department that at least occasionally considered the interests of the United States. We need federal law enforcement that cares above all about justice. We needed intel agencies that spy on our enemies, not on our citizens, but unfortunately, we didn't get any of that. So, inevitably things started to fray. Not all of these trends are Joe Biden's fault. He had a lot of help, or decades, but a lot of this is Joe Biden's fault. And he can't admit it, just as he can't face the prospect of his own internal future as his 80th birthday approaches, so he externalizes it. He yells at you, not himself. You're the problem. You're the reason things are broken, your racism, your transphobia, your minivan. It's your fault. You stood in the way of progress. You are a Nazi. We hereby declare war on you. That's exactly what you're seeing. That's happening, and you wonder as Joe Biden attempts this, if he can pull it off. Middle-class America is the problem? That's not an easy case to make. There are too many facts in the way of it. For example, last Thursday, the same day that Joe Biden announced that Republicans were fascists, that same day was perhaps not by chance the very same day that Joe Rogan aired his interview with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. In that conversation, Zuckerberg admitted that he censored the views of Hunter Biden's laptop, any news of it whatsoever, because the FBI told him to. The FBI told Zuckerberg this was Russian propaganda, even when they knew for a fact that it was not, because they had the laptop. In other words, the FBI interfered with the presidential election. That seems like a big story. In fact, it seems like a turning point, but Joe Biden ignored it completely. In a speech that day, Biden lashed out at anyone who might dare complain about the FBI. "It's sickening to see the new attacks on the FBI," he said, suggesting that what seemed like legitimate criticism was, in fact, a threat of violence. Speech is violence, but Biden was not alone in delivering that message. That very same day, the Justice Department's designated mouthpiece in NBC News, a man called Frank Fiuzzi, defended the FBI on social media to the same effect, and so did many others. So, if you step back, it started to look coordinated, and you begin to wonder, could it be that Joe Biden is not simply a lone elderly Democratic politician? Could it be that Joe Biden is a mouthpiece for much larger forces? It's hard not to conclude that, because no single American president could eliminate this many core civil liberties all by himself in a year and a half. All of a sudden, permanent Washington can raid the home of a former president. He had nuclear secrets. No, he didn't. Whatever. Who cares? He's bad. And then round up his personal attorneys and then steal their privileged communications. That's never been allowed. It is now. No single president did that. No single president could turn trespassing any public building into a felony and then arrest hundreds of people for it and send to solitary confinement in the D.C. jail. No single president could do that. No single president could redefine an entire opposition party as Nazis and then proceed as if that were perfectly normal. That couldn't happen. No president could do that. A president would need help to do that, and Biden has had it. This didn't arrive out of the blue. We've been building toward this moment for a very long time. Last year, the Biden administration decided to have thousands of law-abiding Republicans fired from their jobs, their lives destroyed. How did they do that? Well, they mandated an experimental vaccine that didn't actually work. A drug the UK government now admits can be dangerous and shouldn't be used on women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. That drug, and then they watched who disobeyed their instructions. Begin video clip. Biden: I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. End video clip. Carlson: Oh, so that was a fast way to find out who was disobedient. But just in case there was any question, at the very same time, Biden demanded that the entire American population wear paper masks on their faces, not to protect them or to keep them healthy. That didn't work. but as a kind of uniform, the Democratic Party's equivalent of the MAUPIN in anyone who didn't couldn't be trusted. Begin video clip. Biden, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference in the last thing. The last thing we need is Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters. End video clip. Carlson, the mask makes a difference. That was from March of last year, at which point we knew the mask did not, in fact, make a difference except to cut off oxygen to your brain. But the mask made quite a political difference. It separated the obedient from the disobedient immediately. You knew exactly whose team everyone was on by looking at their faces, and that, of course, was the point. And once we allowed that, the progression continued and it's been stark. Wear a mask or you're dangerous. Take the shot or you're a criminal. And at this point, vote for Joe Biden or you're a Nazi. That's where we are now. So, as Biden explained on Tuesday, this is a big change. Once you've been declared a Nazi, you don't have rights. You can't, for example, be trusted with firearms. Begin video clip. Biden, but we're not stopping here. I'm determined to ban assault weapons in this country. Determined. I did it once before and I'll do it again. End video clip. Carlson, we could rebut that. Yes, they did it before. It didn't work. That's not the point. Look at the rage. Look at the rage. That was this week. Remember a year ago? Stop the shouting. Lower the temperature. Unite our nation. That was last year. Not anymore, Nazis. They're taking off the velvet glove and we're about to feel the steel beneath it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.